the reason for the war in Kurdistan, state racism of the Republic of Turkey. The denial of the existence of Kurdish people in the Republic of Turkey by the state is the main reason for ethnic conflict, civil war in Turkey. And because Kurds are in other four countries bordering Turkey, Iran, Iraq, Syria, and former USSR, we consider it in the whole Middle East. The aggression and atrocities against Kurdish people as state policies started after the establishment of the Republic of Turkey in 1923. And since then, the human rights violations by the Turkish state officials, state security institutions and its personnel, army, police forces, intelligence apparatus, paramilitary forces, are nationally and internationally very well documented. All the human rights concern institutions, from private NGOs such as Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and others, to the Western states departments concerned with this issue, such as USA Department of State Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights and Labor, present reports, mostly annual, about the recorded human rights violations in the Republic of Turkey. I said recorded because many more human rights violations goes unrecorded. The Turkish state's structure, from its constitution, legal system, to its parliament, is organized on the principles of racism, the denials of the others, non-Turks in Turkey, by the Turkish state. The Turkish state is in the 21st century the only country in the world that still does not recognize Kurds as a people. According to a racist Turkish state, either Kurds are mountain Turks, it's a different definition of Kurds by Turkish state, or simply they do not exist. This definition of Kurds changes from government to government after the national elections. The Kurdish people living under the Turkish state have to choose one of these options, either accepting the Turkified identity or the denied identity. All of these are violations of international law and UN resolutions and conventions, the most important of which are the Human Rights Charter, UN Convention on Rights of Persons Belonging to National, Religious and Linguistic Minorities, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Convention Against Discrimination Education, International Convention on Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, and International Convention on the Suppression and Punishment of Crime of Apartheid. The state racism runs so deep in Turkish politics that Kurdish language is not recognized language. The Kurdish New Year is not Kurdish. Kurdish music is not a music. There is no Kurdish culture, history, and civilization. The Kurdish alphabet books, Kurdish teaching instruction manuals, books, cassettes, geographical names, poetry, New Year, and holiday celebrations are all illegal and outlawed. Freedom of thought and freedom of press is almost non-existent for many years. The number of reporters killed in Turkey in the last 10 years is twice higher than World War II. Around 3,000 intellectuals, unionists, teachers, and other professionals of Kurdish origin have been killed by death squads. Recently, just a couple days ago, in May 2002, Reporters Without Borders put the picture of Chief of Staff of Turkish Army, his name is General Hüseyin Kıvrıkoğlu, on the floor of the Paris subway with some others such as Saddam Hussein and Bashar Assad, for the passengers to walk over them in order to protest their persecution of reporters and press workers. The reaction of the Turkish state was to sever ties with France. This was a fairly typical Turkish state response to the criticism. This policy of state of Turkey buttresses Iran, Iraq, Syria's refusal to grant any rights to Kurds. At times when these states appear to ready to consider compromising rights to the Kurdish issue, Turkey intervened to prevent any concessions. For instance, when in March 11, 1970, Mullah Mustafa Barzani forced the Iraqi state to sign an agreement for autonomous status to the Iraqi Kurds, Turkey performed the uncivil and undemocratic act of telling to the Iraqi state that this is a reason for war Very recently, the Turkish state told the Iraqi Kurds that if they declare independence, Turkey will view this as a declaration of war against them. The racism of the Turkish state thus transcends the borders. Turkey helped Saddam Hussein so much that when Iraqi Kurds escaped from chemical gas attacks and arrived at the Turkish border, Turkey did not take them in, did not recognize them as refugees, and has even been accused of distributing poisoned bread to the refugee camps. For quite some time, the Turkish state did not allow any medical and humanitarian help to go to them, including Red Cross. Turkey, as well as Iraq, officially denied the use of chemical gas against the Kurdish civilians. Today, all the world knows what happened at Halabja city on March 1988. All the reality is reported and documented. What happened during the Anfal operations is very well known, especially after the Allied intervention in northern Iraq in 1991, the establishment of safe haven north of parallel 36. The state of Turkey started in 1992 giving the Atatürk Peace Prize to promote their international image after the founder of the republic. The first one was given to Alexander Haig, a former Secretary General of NATO, supposed to be given to Nelson Mandela, as someone who put his life in danger for the fight for peace and reconciliation between the peoples in the country. He was hailed as a hero, but when he refused to receive Atatürk Peace Prize, suddenly he became the center of the Turkish state racism and called ugly African. Dear Mandela refused it because he is someone who knows what is state racism very well. He heard about the oppression and persecution of the Kurdish people in Turkey and protested. The persecution and oppression of Kurds occurs in front of eyes of the UN, Europe, USA, NATO, and the whole world. All of the humanitarian military intervention and related activities intensified in recent years, bringing minority persecution to the center of international relations. Kosovo case is the best known. After the Rwanda genocide, the world community became more sensitive to the issue. But when it comes to the Kurdish question, the entire world becomes silent. Anyone who wants to break the silence is punished, authors and book publishers especially. The latest one was Dr. Noam Chomsky's book on Gulf War. Dr. Noam Chomsky's personal appearance in the court saved his publisher in Turkey from going to jail due to his international fame. But Dr. Chomsky's speech given at the unrecognized Kurdish capital city Diyarbakir, Amid in Kurdish, gave more clues to take him to court by the Turkish prosecutors, to find him an enemy of the Turkish state and nation. Many internationally known writers, human rights workers, and politicians are declared persona non grata by the Turkish government, such as British Lord Eric Avbury, US playwright Harold Pinter. He has a play called Mountain Language. Medico International President Hans Brandschit and even Amnesty International called a biased organization by Turkish state. One of the world's biggest dams, in fact a series of them, is being built on the Kurdish region in the artificial state boundaries of Turkey. The Turkish state uses all imaginable excuses to build the so-called Southeast Anatolian Project, GAP in Turkish, to bury Kurdish archaeological sites under the water. Hasan Cave, a historical site recognized by UN and UNESCO, is more than half underwater already because it has all the proof for the unbearable existence of Kurds. Once it was the capital city of the Kurdish kingdom, Hasanvaid, around 11th and 12th century. According to Turkish state racism, you cannot name your babies with Kurdish names because it is not in accordance with Turkish culture. All the villages, towns, rivers, mountains, etc., have been renamed with Turkish names because their previous names proclaim their Kurdishness to the local Kurds every day. According to state racism of Turkey, you cannot have red, yellow, green traffic lights in Kurdish towns and cities because they are Kurdish national colors. For several years, the green light was replaced with blue, or simply they were not in function, the switches were turned off. According to Turkish state and its army's strategic understanding, anybody who recognizes Kurds as a different minority ethnic group in Turkey is the enemy of the Turkish state and nation, because they dispute the indivisible unity of the state and nation. So anybody in this hall who acknowledges the existence of Kurds in Turkey is the enemy of the Turkish state, according to Turkey's constitution and criminal code. By this thinking, there is no friend to Turks other than the Turkish people themselves. This is an official slogan promoted by Turkish government. At the same time, Turkey claims how happy is one who calls himself a Turk. And all the Kurdish hills and mountains are written with this sentence to remind the local people how sad is the one who calls himself a Kurd. This is not enough which to satisfy the Turkish state racism. She says, one Turk is valued more than the world. You will find this sentence almost in every textbook published by the Turkish government. One another note, the Turkish state racism does not believe in the equality of the things, so much so that according to Turkish Central Bank, one US dollar is more than 1.5 million Turkish liras. Revisionist social scientists in the service of the Turkish state have also declared that the Turkish language is the mother of all languages. The Turkish culture is the origin of all cultures. The Turkish race is an Aryan race. And the original Turkish homeland, Turan, runs through Balkans to the Great Walls of China. If one likes to read about the history of the world, he, she can read just simply a Turkish history book. No need for Cambridge or Oxford history of the world, or take a course at Harvard. If all these racist and apartheid practices became an important part of the daily life of an individual as citizen in the borders of the Republic of Turkey, what choices will she or he have? To fight against state racism is not an easy task. When Kurdish people started fighting back against this sick mentality, the sick man's friends in Europe and the USA worried about his health, worried so much that they lent him billions of dollars to buy their weapons to fight against anti-racist Kurdish freedom fighters. When, since 1993, the leader of the PKK, Kurdistan Workers' Party, Abdullah Öcalan, offered peace, the state claimed that it cannot make peace with anti-racists. So many ceasefires and peace offers are now gone with the wind. Since 1984, the Turko-Kurdish war almost seems as if it happens on the moon, to the point that no one on the earth cares about it. Maybe when alien Kurds land in Kenya again, the world will acknowledge the extraterritorial existence of intelligence Kurds in the universe. PKK President Abdullah Öcalan, in order to bring an end to the war, tried on European soil to find a political solution. Traveled to Europe in October 1988 after declaring unilateral ceasefire and peace offer on World Peace Day, September 1st, 1998. In his quest for peace, Mr. Öcalan ended up in Kenya by quirk of destiny. He was abducted and given to Turkey by international forces and the cooperation of USA, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, Greece, and Israel in February 1999. The Turko-Kurdish war has produced the biggest single internal refugee problem, over 3 million Kurds. The busiest human smuggling business in the world, mainly to Europe. Remember the ships coming to Italian shores almost daily. The most external refugee-producing country, over 1.5 million Kurds left the country since 1984. Over 37,000 people died in this war. Over 4,000 villages destroyed, and over 15,000 prisoners of thought. One of the prisoners of thought who must be remembered with respect and love is the sociologist Dr. İsmail Besikçi, the prophet of honesty, as I like to call him. He has more than 15 books on Kurds published in Turkish language. Of the Turkish origin, Dr. Besiktaş is a champion of the human rights struggle of the Kurds and other oppressed people in Turkey. He sacrificed his academic career and more than 15 years of his life as the price of his struggle. Since September 1st, 1999, all the activities of Kurdistan Workers' Party have ceased. And in April 2002, the PKK ceased to exist after its 8th extraordinary congress. A new organization named the Kurdish Freedom and Democracy Congress has now been established, based on the defense statement of Abdullah Öcalan to the European Court of Human Rights, published as a book titled Democratic Manifesto. The statement in Öcalan's book asked for a democratic solution to the Kurdish question. After not putting the PKK in the list of terrorist organizations for several years, now suddenly the EU, European Union, decided to put the PKK in the list. This will give more courage to the Turkish state to continue its state racism policies in the country. With this act, the European Union is giving permission to the Turkish state for a renewal of Kurdish genocide. The state racism is twin of genocide, and the EU is unfortunately taking the Turkish side in this genocide. The struggle for peace can only finish with the killing of war. We must kill the war to make the peace. Then for once, killing will be a good act for all humanity. Please do not forget that genocide is not the name of a street in the city we want to live in.